Louis stepped back into the water. The boat's lines were cast off, and Louis led the way. He knew it was his last appearance with the Swan boat, and he felt a little sad. It was a warm, quiet Sunday afternoon, the last Sunday in September. Louis played all his favorite tunes, Lazy River, Beautiful Dreamer, Oh, Ever in the Greening Spring, Now the Day is Over. And then, as the boat neared the dock, he raised his trumpet and blew taps. The last note echoed from the walls of the Ritz and lingered over the public garden. It was a sad farewell. For the people of Boston, it meant the end of summer. For the boatman, it meant the end of the best week of business he had ever had. For Louis, it meant the end of another chapter in his adventurous life, out in the big world, trying to earn enough money to get his father and himself out of trouble. Louis slept peacefully that night, being very careful that his money bag was safe. Next day he flew to Philadelphia to keep his appointment with Mr. Lucas, the man who had sent the telegram. Louis had no trouble finding Philadelphia. Almost anybody can find Philadelphia who tries. Louis simply rose into the air with all his things around his neck, and when he was about 1,000 feet high, he followed the railroad tracks to Providence, New London, New Haven, Bridgeport, Stamford, Cuscob, Greenwich, Porchester, Rye, Mamaroneck, New Rochelle, Pelham, Mount Vernon, and the Bronx. When he saw the Empire State Building, he veered off to the right, crossed the Hudson River, and followed the railroad tracks to Newark and Trenton and points south. At 4:30, he reached the Schuylkill River. Just beyond, he spied the Philadelphia Zoo. Bird Lake looked very attractive from the air. It was crowded with waterfowl of all kinds, ducks and geese mostly. Louis thought he also saw 2 or 3 swans. He circled, picked an open spot, and exactly at 4:52 he splashed down. His trumpet banged against his slate knocked against his metal rapped against his chalk pencil, and his chalk pencil on its string wound itself around his money bag. All in all, the splashdown caused quite a commotion. The ducks and geese were not expecting anything like this to happen, a big white trumpet, a swan dropping down out of the sky loaded with personal possessions. Louis paid no attention to the other birds. He had a date to keep.